This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Community Conversation about Lanl Chromium Plume on Sunday in Chimayo. Protecting those most vulnerable. Environmental health and justice for the agricultural community is the title for this Sunday's Community Conversation in Chimayo, sponsored by the Communities for Clean Water and hosted by Barrios Unidos and Tewa Women United. This session will center on information for regional farmers and agricultural workers about the migrating chromium plume in the regional drinking water aquifer below Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. Impacts to soils, water, and farmlands will be discussed, as well as bioremediation and remediation methods using fungi and mushrooms called mycoremediation. Chromium is naturally occurring at low levels. Trivalent chromium is essential to health. Hexavalent or chromium-6 is dangerous to health. At higher levels, it is a suspected carcinogen and can damage DNA, the liver, and kidneys. Hexavalent chromium was added to prevent corrosion in the LANL cooling towers. From 1956 to 1972, LANL flushed this cooling water into the headwaters of Sandia Canyon, which flows to the Rio Grande. A plume formed in the regional drinking water aquifer at approximately 1,000 feet below ground surface below Sandia Canyon. It is migrating south and east below Mortandad Canyon to form a kidney-shaped plume. LANL recently reported the plume is migrating northeast towards a Los Alamos County drinking water well called Pajarita Mesa 3, or PM3. The New Mexico Environment Department issued 2 groundwater discharge permits for remediation of the plume. One permit allows for the extraction, treatment, and reinjection of the treated waters back into the regional aquifer. The other allows LANL to land apply the treated waters over the floodplains of Mortandad Canyon through the use of sprinklers and water trucks. The Communities for Clean Water and Tewa Women United are holding this series of conversations to prepare people for the upcoming November 7th and 8th public hearing about the land application groundwater discharge permit. The first conversation focused on providing information to healthcare providers, birth workers, and doulas. Following Sunday's conversation in September, at a date to be announced, there will be a youth event. In October, there will be an advocacy training for the general public at a date to be announced. For more information and to sign up to receive emails about the series, please go to tewawomenunited.org. On Sunday, August 5th, the conversation will take place from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Barrios Unidos, located at 7 John Heisen Drive in Chimayo. Because of limited space and resources, it is requested that you attend the event that is most relevant to you and your community. Please RSVP by phone at 505-747-3259. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.